In our eyes, it's really no surprise we're beginning to love ourselves. It's a beacon shining from within our hearts, a celebration. I listen to the songs we are singing, I hear the words we speak, I feel the love we keep bringing, and the power of the joy makes me strong. We are a lesbian nation, a lesbian nation. Oh, let's be a nation, a lesbian nation. Gold. I see by the light in our eyes, we now remember what we've been told. By journeys we take together, and the potions we do alone, we are healing our own oppression, and our magic is taking us home to a lesbian nation. A lesbian nation. Oh, let's be a nation, a lesbian nation. We are witches by the millions, some known and some not yet introduced. We are women by the millions, in every place a woman might choose or not. We are hurting and we are healing, growing stronger every day. We are longing and we are loving, creating a lesbian nation, a lesbian nation. Oh, let's be a 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 nation, a lesbian nation.
I'm J.D. Doyle, and this is Queer Voices on KPFT. And this segment is called Queer Music Heritage. So how could I resist a song called Lesbian Nation? It's by a singer-activist out of the Portland, Oregon area who called herself Sunny McHale Skydancer. And that was the title track from, as far as I know, her only release, a cassette tape from 1991. And I thought that was the perfect way to start out what is going to be a very unusual show. Wait till you hear the title, Lesbians on Cassette. And the criteria was, an artist's recording could only have been released on cassette tape, not on vinyl or CD, or reissued on CD. So this puts us mostly in the 1980s and 90s, with releases almost exclusively by independent artists. These are the ones who generally sold their tapes at live performances, in coffee houses, or at the few women's bookstores, because that was really the only means they had of getting their music out there. They had no label backing, so tapes were also cheaper to produce, and some were even homemade or made as demos. I've culled through the approximately 400 women's music tapes in my collection and did lots of research, trying to determine if the recording also came out in another format. Like, for example, I've a wonderful tape from 1988 by the fabulous Dyketones, but they've now reissued it on CD, so that one's out. And this is not a perfect science. My research materials and the internet only go so far, but I think I was fairly accurate in keeping what you'll hear to my guidelines. Also, like on most of my shows, you'll notice that I'm attracted to songs where the lyrics are blatantly gay or lesbian. One way I explain this is that I think I was about 30 before I ever heard a song that really spoke to me as a gay person. A song where the pronouns were correct for me and the subject matter actually addressed my gay life. So, in my own way, I'm getting this music out there. Music that back then never had a chance of being played on the radio. By the way, the music you've been hearing under this introduction, of course, comes from a cassette, from 1990 by Adrienne Torf. She's played on the recordings of Holly Near, Mae Christian, Margie Adam, and Farron, and is acclaimed for her own solo work. The song I picked was Lullaby from her tape Find a Way. Let's hear just a few more seconds of it without my talking over it.
Thank you.
Next up is a song by a New York area artist named Melinda DeMayo, and her only release was from 1994 and was named Dyke Dramas. It's an excellent recording, and from it you'll hear Les Be Friends.
High school wasn't easy for me. I was the only dyke in my sorority. Didn't have the need for manly company, 'cause I had softball and field hockey. Lester was the boy next door, and he liked me, but I wanted his sister, Lenore. She was tall and sweet, a gal you could adore. She was a tomboy and a bit of a whore. And I said, let's be friends, let's be lovers, let's get to know each other under the covers. I said, Lenore, I think I'd like to take you to the senior prom. I will buy you a corsage and you can wear it on your arm. And she said, honey child, you're crazy, but I have something else in mind. And she kissed me on the lips, she grabbed in my behind, and she said, let's be friends, let's be lovers, let's get to know each other under the covers. Your lady. Second husband, Paul. She said, I often thank you and smile when I recall all those kisses we shared in the locker room stone. I said, Lenore, I'd like to say that the same were true of me, but I haven't given you a thought since we parted company. See, I found a bunch of women who were big dykes just like me. When I see one that I like, I just look her in the eye and I say, let's be friends, let's be lovers, let's get to know each other under the covers.
Everybody say, let's be, let's be, let's be friends,
let's be lovers,
and get to know you, honey,
under the covers.
One more time.
From the start, and the way that my life feels without her tells me what it is at least in part. 'Cause there's just something about her, though she's not like some movie queen, but she's a down-to-earth working-class Madonna in her worn-out running shoes and faded jeans. And it's not the way she looks, but the way she looks at me. And anyway, what do you say to a woman who says it's meant to be? And our dreams, well, you can all but see them just over there. Is something about her, what it is can't quite say. It's how the sun comes only the Sunday morning, or how a harbor light cuts through life's darkest day. And her words tonight, tomorrow's poetry, and her hands are kind of passageway for me. And our dreams, well, you can all but see just over. And I wonder where my life
I followed Melinda DeMayo with kind of a country song by Jane Howard. Something About Her was from her 1989 release, Passage. I'm going next to a song that was so popular that not only did it appear on this artist's cassette, but she also released a cassette single of it, which was very unusual for an independent artist to do. Her name is Leah Zachary, and her debut release in 1990 was called Wouldn't It Be Fun? And it contained lots of very lesbian songs, one of which became for a while sort of a gay anthem, being used at gay and lesbian pride events all over. The song was called Glory Glory, and during an interview with Leah in 2001, I asked her to tell me about it. I'll share part of her comments with you.
Glory Glory was written, I think it was 1989, 1990. And the place of inspiration, and this is where I get much of my inspiration, believe it or not, was in the shower. And I was in the shower, and it was just like a lightning bolt that struck me. I don't know why I had the Battle Hymn of the Republic going through my head in the first place, but I did, and I just started singing the words from a radical queer point of view. And I just started singing, glory, glory, I'm a lesbian, glory, glory, I'm a gay man. And from there, I knew I had something at that moment. So I rushed out of the shower. I'm not even sure I finished my shower, and got to the paper and the pen and began writing. This is too an important historical point of information, especially for the younger listeners. You have to remember the time frame. If it was the late 80s or just getting into the 90s, we had just gone through, 8 years of Ronald Reagan, and we're into the Bush administration, so we're well on our way of 12 years of Republican leadership in the White House. And we had also just come from, we were at the peak, I think, of the AIDS crisis. We were still learning things about that, but there was still a lot of backlash. There was still a lot of discrimination. You know, in the decade of the 90s, we really got to see an improvement in how gay people are perceived and how gay people are treated and how we are presented. And certainly, nothing's perfect, but there was a big difference between the 90s and the 80s. And so when I wrote that song, that was the point of view that I was coming from and that the gay community was coming from. We were still fighting for basic decency and basic issues of rights. There were no out television shows and television stars and television characters or any of that. That kind of stuff was just beginning. So that's the perspective that song comes from.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming out of queers. Homophobes have trampled on our rights, they've done so out of fear. We have loosed our rising anger, and now it's plainly clear that gays are marching on. Glory, glory, I'm a lesbian. Glory, glory, I'm a gay man. Glory, glory, I'm a homosexual, I am truth marching on. In our homes and on street corners we have been condemned to die. We were murdered in the Holocaust by Hitler and his lies. AIDS is killing all our people whom the government denies. But gays keep marching on. Glory, glory, I'm a lesbian. Glory, glory, I'm a gay man. Glory, glory, I'm a homosexual. I am truth marching on. In the beauty of our loving, we have let ourselves be free. We will heal our wounds through justice for all humanity. We will not deny our freedom or our sexuality. We will keep marching on. Glory, glory, I'm a lesbian. Glory, glory, I'm a gay man. Glory,
glory, I'm a homosexual. I am truth marching on. Glory, glory, I'm a lesbian. Glory, glory, I'm a gay man. Glory, glory, I'm a homosexual. I am truth marching on.
Ba-ba-ba-ba.
Glory Glory was another song by Leah Zakari, sort of a cover version. She took the very popular song by gay icons Romanowski and Phillips, What Kind of Self-Respecting Faggot Am I?, and lesbianized it into Self-Respecting Lezzy. I mentioned that Glory Glory was one of those rare lesbian cassette singles. Well, I have another one, which received nationwide airplay for its anti-censorship message. It was all about one of the leading anti-gay figures in this country's history, and many people were delighted last July when he finally died. Here's Laura Wetzler and her song, Jesse Helms Has Made a Radical Out of Me.
Jesse Helms has made a radical out of me. He makes me want to take off my clothes, shout from the highest tree, make a march on Wall Street in my BBBs. Jesse Helms has made in Sunday school, I tailored in a bag. Now I'm obsessed with photographing every kind of sexual prank. Jesse Helms has made a radical out of me. He makes me want to take off the clothes, shout from the highest tree, make a march on Wall Street in my DVDs. Jesse Helms has made a radical out of me. I was once so discreet and private in all things. Now I want to make cover everybody. Choose Big Leaf every nude. Da Vinci, who was gay, wouldn't be safe from this crazy dude.
Jesse Helms has made a radical out of me. He makes me wanna take off the whole shot from my screen.
Beneath your cigarette butt,
Jesse Helms, you've made a radical out of me.
So paint your genitalia, hang the painting on the wall, fax the copy to the NEA, and give free speech a call.
Jesse Helms has made a radical out of me. He makes me wanna take all my clothes, stand on my street, take a march on Wall Street in my DVDs. Jesse Helms, you've made a radical out of me.
Well, you're dancing with one woman looking at another, and someone over there just bought you that drink, honey. And isn't that the woman that joined our peer support group last week? She's cute. Hey, it's been a while since you've been here, and you just had a very painful breakup with your lover, but word's already out on the statewide grapevine. You're back in circulation. I'm sitting here guzzling beer and watching all them beautiful queers move it across the dance floor, my oh my. Well, don't you worry about me, I'm feeling fine, sipping my 27th glass of wine, just sitting here happy rocking to the gay bar blues. Well, I remember my very first time in here, and I was awfully young and just terrified that some woman would walk up to me and try and lay me right here on the barroom floor. Now some woman winks, buys me a drink, and then we talk and dance until they close it up. And then, you know, sometimes we might go to her place, and sometimes we go to mine. Well, dancing with one woman looking at another, and someone over there just bought you that drink, honey. And isn't that your ex that just came in? Quick, hide me, John! Well, it's been a while since you've been here. I heard you and your lover had a big fight last night. One more round of monogamy versus non-monogamy. Well, the orange juice folks aren't real fond of us, and old brother Jerry's out there preaching to save America's children from all them drag queens teaching in the public schools. But the liquor industry thinks we're great. We've even got civil rights, and some states will look out for a majority. We'll be in the White House someday, and we may already be there. We're just sitting here guzzling beer and watching all of them beautiful queers and move it across the dance floor, my oh my. Well, don't you worry about me, I'm feeling fine, sipping my 27th glass of wine, just sitting here happy rocking to the gay bar blues. Well, the bars aren't much, but it's some place to go, and there's pinball and pool and all kinds of fun. But you know, a lot of women sit there alone, thinking there's nowhere else to go. Yeah, we get caught up in drugs and alcoholism and other forms of mental and physical attrition, and it's time to put an end to what society deals us and what we deal to ourselves. Well, now just try to imagine taking to the streets with our lovers and friends, coming face to face with all those righteous folk who try and keep us from living normal lives just like theirs. Sitting in the movies, cuddling up, or just holding hands in a restaurant, strolling through the park, passing other couples, unafraid to let our feelings show. We're just sitting here, guzzling beer and watching all them beautiful queers move it across the dance floor, my oh my. Well, don't you worry about me, cause I'm feeling fine, sipping my 27th glass of wine, just sitting here happy rocking to the gay bar blues. Or what would happen if just for a day the gays went straight and the straights were gay and they found out for themselves what it's like living the gay life? Well, chances are they'd find out real quick our lives aren't exactly one big picnic and making love is just one side of the coin. Because we've got jobs and families we love and all we're asking is just a chance to be upfront with who we are. Yeah, to be free to go and live where we want with whoever. And have the right to live our lives just like anybody else. Till then, you're dancing with one woman looking at another, and someone over there just bought you that drink, honey. Isn't that our high school gym teacher? I knew it! Well, I know you're in there every night, dancing and drinking and throwing your money away. Well, maybe someday you'll find out, like I have, there's a whole lot more out there to live in life. Till then, you're sitting here, guzzling beer and watching all them beautiful queers and move it across the dance floor, my oh my. Well, don't you worry about me, I'm flying high, sipping my 27th glass of wine, just sitting here happy rocking to the gay bar blues. You know we're laughing and joking, rocking to the gay bar blues. Oh my, they're toking and a stroking, rocking to the gay bar blues.
That was D.J. Adler from her 1982 cassette, Here and Now, and it had both political and cultural commentary, all about those talking gay bar blues. D.J. is still making music, and I know from her site that only 500 copies of her tape were made, so I'm pleased to have one of them. The small quantity of tapes produced was very typical and makes it very hard for collectors, especially since most dealers, like on eBay, just don't want to bother with tapes. So on this show, you're hearing some rare material. Like on this next cassette, Jamie Anderson tells me she produced only 200 copies of it. Over the years of playing her wonderful music on my shows, she's become a friend, a nice fringe benefit of what I do. I know she's cringing a little that I'm playing a track from her 1986 debut tape, Heart Resort, as this was so early in her career that she looks back, just like I do for my early shows, and thinks, gee, I sure didn't know what I was doing. But I think the song Lizzie Boogie has lots of charm, and she's told me it was a real crowd pleaser back in the late 80s. Jamie Anderson and Lizzie Boogie.
So hard to bear. I'm watching Beaver on the TV, Channel 22 Delight. Beaver!
Beaver!
In the morning, Beaver all through the night.
Beaver fever.
Some of you dig Brother Wally. Some get off on good old Ward. But I get hot when I see Mama June posing by her ironing board. Oh, Mrs. Cleaver. So good-natured, perfect mother. What a wife. Beaver!
Beaver!
In the morning, Beaver all through the night. Beaver fever. I confess that I love Lucy. You know it's not a crime. But oh, it hurts to know that Ethel Mertz monopolizes all her time. I'm watching reruns on the TV, Channel 22 Delight. Beaver!
Beaver!
In the morning, Beaver all through the night. Beaver, Cleaver, Fever! Dream of Jeannie, or that wacky harem queen. If I be granted just one wish, I'd be the master in my genie dream. I'm watching reruns on the TV, Channel 22 Delight. Beaver!
Beaver!
In the morning, Beaver all through the night. Beaver, Beaver, Beaver. Captain Kirk, he flirts with danger. Mr. Spock's a Vulcan brain. But my lieutenant is Uhura. I'm in a time warp when I hear her name. I'm watching reruns on the TV, Channel 22 Delight. Beaver!
Beaver!
In the morning, Beaver all through the night. Beaver, Beaver, Fever. Beaver, Beaver, Fever. Beaver, Beaver, Fever. Beaver, Beaver, Fever.
Beaver, Cleaver, Fever. That was from 1990 by the very talented group Venus Envy, and their six-song cassette was called Unarmed and Dangerous. This is the group that in 1995 gave us the classic album I'll Be a Homo for Christmas. Two of their members, Lisa Koch and Laura Love, have gone on to long music careers. And this is a good time to invite you to check out my website. If you visit it while you're listening, you can see the playlist and follow along while looking at photos of the artists and recordings. I've always considered our music history as a visual as well as an audio experience. And you'll find a much longer version of this show on my site. Again, that's at www.queermusicheritage.com. Also, for more very queer programming, please listen to After Hours with Jimmy Carper every Saturday night, Sunday morning from 1 to 4 a.m. on KPFT. It's queer radio with attitude. We're going back to Madison, Wisconsin in 1994 for the next act and a band called the Cowgirl Sweethearts and their cassette tape called the Cowgirl Collection. The opening song of the recording even had a music video, a very humorous one called You've All Got Me All Wrong.
Dresses and football, the playing house. That's it. just wanted to earn a man's paycheck. So I went out and I got a job. Now I work with a bunch of guys. Well, the general public, they just kind of assume that I'm a man. When they figure it out, well, they're kind of surprised. But the dice, they know who I am. They'll wink at me when they can. I'm not a sir, I'm a dyke. Yes, I'm a lesbian. And you all got me all wrong. I'm not a sir, I'm a dyke. Yes, I'm a
couple of live tracks coming up. Paula Wolowitz is an honored writer and activist in Chicago, and she's also been an occasional musician. Her song Surprise appeared on the landmark album Gay and Straight Together in 1981, one of the first various artists' openly gay albums released on a major label, in this case, Folkways. But I'm taking a version of her song Surprise from a later release from 1990, and here's the history behind it. Mountain Moving Coffee House was by 1990 the oldest continuously operating women-only space in the world. That year, the church from which the collective had been renting space, then under new management, suddenly decided that they didn't want lesbians in their building anymore. So they had to move, and they found a much better space. But they had a farewell concert at the old location on School Street, and appropriately called the show Last Night on School Street. Joining Paula Wolowitz again, as she did for the original recording, was my friend Tony Armstrong Jr., one of our culture's most accomplished activists, writers, and historians, and founder of my favorite women's music magazine, Hotwire. Here they are, reprising the gem, Surprise, and it'll be followed by another rare live recording.
Are you married? Well, no. Then you're single. Suppose so. At least that's what it's called, I understand. Oh, I'll bet, wink, wink, that you're living with your boyfriend. Well, I've got an open mind. Well, no, in fact, my roommate is a very good woman friend of mine. Surprise, I'm a lesbian, and goodness, here I am again, dodging all the questions while staying on my toes. Surprise, I'm a lesbian, explaining why there is no man in my life. I'm a loner, I suppose. When actually I've been living my life with the person of my dreams, and though I should keep it under my hat, there are times when I want to scream. Surprise, I'm a lesbian, and goodness, here I am again, dodging all the questions while staying on my toes. Surprise, I'm a lesbian, explaining why there is no man in my life. I'm a loner, I suppose. I'm looking forward to the day I can say, surprise, I'm gay, and the people at work will smile and say, that's nice. Where are we going to lunch today? Surprise, I'm a lesbian, being only as I am, being as I've chosen to be. A woman loving woman standing up against the lies and sharing her delightful surprise. Oh, I'm looking forward to the day I can say, surprise, I'm gay, and the people at work will smile and say, that's great! Let's go out and celebrate! Surprise, I'm a lesbian, being only as I am, being as I've chosen to be. A woman loving woman standing up against the lies and sharing her delightful surprise.
my clothes are in a pile. I said do whatever you wanted to. So here I am, still in this bed with you. It's half past ten, I should have been to work by nine. It's half past ten, I got fooled again by time. Don't even think to set that old alarm when I'm lying here wrapped up in your arms. That look upon your face, it just begs for me to stay. And you know, I don't care about that old job anyway. Oh, you can let your natural rhythm flow, it's all right. Face is just a begging for me to stay. And you know I don't care about that old job anyway. Willpower's gone and I sacrificed my pride. Threw away my fears 'cause of what I feel inside. She said love always makes this world go round. And you know I'm no fool to throw away all I found. She says love, honey, makes this world go round. And you know I'm no fool to throw away all I found.
That was Cassie Culver from a tape called Cassie Culver Live in Concert. And it says on the tape, recorded at the Women's Building, Los Angeles, August 23, 1974. This was very early for her. Her historic album, Three Gypsies, was not released for another 2 years. They both contained her very popular song, I'm Late Again. And here's another live track I can't resist, and I'm bending the rules just a little on including it, because it's another example of when a live version preceded the release of the song on vinyl. On one of Holly Near's early albums, 1978's Imagine My Surprise was the song Lady at the Piano, backed up by Mae Christian. I've got a version from 2 years earlier, from 1976, recorded at the National Women's Music Festival, their third event, and I think the song's playful introduction is very interesting. Oh, tapes from the early festivals were sold for fundraising for future events, so no, they were not really commercial tapes, but at least in a limited way, they were available up through the end of the 1970s. Just try to find copies. Anyway, Holly Near and Mae Christian sang together at the festival. This was around the time they were having an affair. Hey, it's all in her book. Here's Holly and Meg and Lady at the Piano.
We were hoping you'd laugh. We discussed what we would do if you took us completely seriously.
I go into raindrops keep falling on my ear.
Why don't we indulge you in a little theater here? If you would try to imagine yourselves in a very small, smoky, dark nightclub. You know those half-moon bars that they have inside of nightclubs where there's a piano sort of inserted in the middle? People sit around and order gin and tonics and make requests. And there's usually a woman sitting there at the piano in a long black gown and her hair in a beehive and a smile painted on her face because she's so bored. If anybody requests the Burt Bacharach tune one more time that night, you know, she just... And there's a little cocktail glass sitting on the piano with the starting dollar in it, you know, wishful thinking for tips. Oh, I guess you sort of get the picture. No? Okay. There's a club down on the avenue where the hustlers come to jest. And a lady at the piano who can play all their requests. but she grows weary of the standard, so she sings her own refrain until Joe, the noisy bartender, starts in to complain. Lady, it seems you write a pretty melody, but your words are too full of pain. People come to be entertained. They don't want to see you act as they are. So be a star. Be sparkle. Be glitter. Be taller. Be thinner. Be sure. One night the club was empty. The World Series kept them home. So the lady at the piano was playing all alone. A group came in round midnight, and they stayed the whole night long. For the first time, someone listened to their very special song. Woman, it seems you write a song as if just for me. You spill my life on the floor, but then you shine a light on the door. Don't let them make you weaken and bend. Come sing again, be honest, be giving. Remember, we're singing with you. And the lady said, I do. I can't seem to see. Why, now and then I'll go out to see a movie when the hero is never me. So I write all this angry poetry. They keep requesting those love songs. They're called good old-fashioned love songs. He and she and a baby makes three. I swear they're making crazy people out of me. Yeah, that club is making crazy people out of me. Well, the lady is still at the piano, but the clientele has changed. You don't see the noisy hustlers coming after games. The bartender's name is Sophie, and the bouncer's name is Jane. And the lady at the piano, will never be the same.
I'm down to the last song, and I want to thank you all for listening and taking this journey into the world of Lesbians on Cassette. Longtime listeners know that when I'm compiling these shows, I have no willpower, and I just can't resist really trying to do the subject justice. That generally results in a much longer version of the show on my website, and that's the case this time as well. You can hear more parts to this story by many more artists, and a few songs that had, let's say, language issues that would not allow me to play them on broadcast radio. I've put together over 3.5 hours for the internet version, so you can find that at www.queermusicheritage.com. And as always, if you have questions or comments about any of the music I've featured, please write me at qmheritage@aol.com. This is J.D. Doyle for Queer Voices on KPFT in Houston. Closing the show is a group I featured before, called Destiny. Its members were Mary Jo Perenzino, Mary Apt, and Diana Bidding. In 1992, they released a tape called We Are Destiny. They were, at the time of their cassette release, out of Philadelphia, and they later moved to Provincetown, where they formed a group called The Three Marys, with John Arterton of the Flirtations. A song I love by Destiny is one I did not have a chance to use when I featured them before, and I think it's wonderful. It features the powerful voice of Mary Jo Perenzino, and it celebrates a part of lesbian culture in a way I know of in no other song. It's called Softball on Belmont Plateau. Here's Destiny.
Softball play softball with the women. I'm going to play. I got my bat and my ball and my glove in my hand. Softball is my life. April, May, June, July, every other day. I like to play softball with the women. I'm a pitcher and I get to see women swing and twist toward me. Bend my way every other day. Hit the ball, see them run and play. Oh, softball. I love softball. It makes me feel so good watching women at play. Really makes my day. Women scream and shout. They love to come out to play.
She looks at me with fire in her eyes, and all I can think is how I